From EV Magazine and Online Rag, West Elm, Caleb, and the TikTokers who are mad that a guy from a hookup app wanted to hook up. Huh. Interesting. TikTokers are mad that a guy from a hookup app wanted to hook up. I've noticed this about broads today. They think these apps like TikTok and... Is HelloFish an app? I don't know what apps there are. Now, TikTok's not an app for hooking up. What's that an app for hooking up? I don't know. I don't use these apps. But they think that these dating apps are for meeting somebody that would be like a life partner. No. They're for hooking up. Don't you know that, ladies? Don't they? No, they don't know that. They're thinking they're going to find Prince Charming on an app. So we got some broads here. The one on the left, cheeks are too cherubic, and she's got the giant oriental teeth. I don't like that too much. And she's definitely an older broad. Got the makeup layered on. The girl in the middle is kind of cute and very young. I don't know if she's over 18. I'm guessing she is. Hard to tell. One on the right, not very attractive. Oh, boy. And he did nothing wrong. My TikTok was just a generalization of what dating in New York City is like and not actually about him. When you're dating a man for 6 weeks and find out through an FYP, I don't know what that is, TikTok, that he is lying to you and dating every other woman in New York City. Why isn't dating like non-serious? I mean, there's no commitment. Is there a commitment when you're dating somebody? I mean, is a commitment implied from day one? I don't think it is. I do not think it is. Anyway, before I get into this story, I'd like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red-pilled nature of my content to go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner, the middle of the page. You will find many offshore services that I offer. And at the bottom of the page, you will find several donation options. If you would like to support my continued content creation, so go check that out. TheRealistPhilosopher.com. Okay, let's get to the meat of this story. So if you haven't heard about West Elm Caleb, I commend you on your ability to miss the biggest thing on social media this week. Okay, so apparently this Caleb is some dude, and he's so good looking and so desirable that he's dating like all these women, like lots and lots of women in New York City. And he's been so prolific that all these women have found out about each other and contacted each other. I don't know how. I guess they went on social media, talked about him, got dumped by him, or, you know, found out he was dating other chicks at the same time. And then they probably did a search for his name on, like, Facebook or something. And they found each other because probably a whole bunch of broads were complaining that they lost this great guy. Oh, of course, they were probably... you know, cursing him out and calling him a son of a bitch. How dare this hot man not date only me? Even though as hot as he is, he can have anybody. So why would he stick with just my old ass? Yeah, they never asked themselves that question, though. Why would he just stay with me when he has all these options that we, via the sexual revolution, have given guys like him? Oh, man. These are the same women, by the way, that ask, where are all the good men as I chase the top 1%? You know, maybe if you would consider guys outside that 1%, you might find somebody. But no. You're too good for anybody outside the 1%, right, ladies? All of you? Even the big fat uggos? Anyway, it all started when a New York City woman on TikTok shared a video about how she was ghosted by a man named Caleb. This is mistake number one. He shouldn't be giving him his real name. Why is he giving him his real name? Oh, my God. I mean, dude, you're not going to meet any broads of any real quality that it's going to turn into something more than. I guess that's what he's, you know, thinking in the back of his mind, though. If I give him a fake name and she turns out to be a keeper, what am I going to do? Tell her I lied from the get-go? Believe me, you're not going to meet any keepers on any of these fucking dating apps, okay? Give him a fake name. They called him West Elm Caleb. Wow, he must get around. Several women commented on the video. Apparently, the original poster wasn't the first or last woman to be victimized. Oh, wow. Boy, oh boy. So it's victimizing now to date abroad, to go out with abroad, really? So to enter consensually into a rather informal relationship these days, meaning banging. Used to be that was formal, but not anymore. Now it's informal to bang people and barely know anything about them. And that's victimization, huh? Really? So you're a victim now if some dude bangs and clangs and then dumps you. Well, what are you ladies? What is a guy when you ladies ghost him? Isn't he a victim too, by your own definition? Oh, no. No. Men can't be victims. How interesting. Victimized by this 6'4". 6'4". How many people are 6'4"? Jesus Christ. Tall fucking guy. He might not be tall enough to be a basketball player, especially if he's whitey, but, you know, he's a big fucking guy. How many people? I know like 15%. Yeah, 15% of the world population is 6 feet or over. How many are 6'4"? 1%? Maybe? Is it even that? A Brooklyn resident who, according to his bio, works as a furniture designer at West Elm. Whoa, too much personal information. It's too easy to find you. So guys, if you're even halfway decent looking and you're on these dating apps, rule number one, fake name, or use your middle name or something. I don't know if these dating apps allow you to use a fake name. I don't know if they require you to upload some kind of identification, like a driver's license, so that they know you're using your real name or something. I don't know if they go to any lengths to verify your identity, but if they don't use your real name. Because you never ever want to use a dating app to meet a chick for anything more than banging and clanging to begin with. You will not meet a woman for a long-term relationship. If this broad is on a dating app, that automatically cancels her out as a possible long-term partner. Just use these dating apps what they're good for. Banging and clanging, pumping and dumping. Don't put your job, furniture designer, at West Elm. I don't know how big West Elm is. I don't know Brooklyn. I don't know New York in general. But I would imagine it's not such a big area that somebody couldn't find you off of this limited amount of information. Caleb, Brooklyn, furniture designer, West Elm. How many specialty furniture stores are there in West Elm that make furniture for special orders? Not too many. Yeah, don't give out this much information. Idiot. So here's one of the broads that was complaining. Face is too big. Gigantic, ginormous face. Anyway, the story continues by saying, here's a list of his supposed crimes. Crimes that if a woman committed them, wouldn't be a crime. These are the double standards that women love. This is what feminism was really all about. Benefits, privileges without any accompanying responsibilities, accountability. He ghosted women after dates. Women do this all the time. All the time. You'll get their info and then you'll contact them a day or two later and they don't get back to you. Yeah. It's called reality. Live with it. Deal with it. I mean, men have to deal with rejection all the time. I swear, women want to be treated like men. They want to be treated equal until it comes to some kind of consequence, something negative. Then, oh, no. It's wrong. It's victimization. Trash behavior, to be sure, but pretty common in the dating market today. Why isn't it trash behavior when women do it? Why is everything that women do empowering, and then men do it, and it's victimization? He allegedly sent one woman an unsolicited nude photo. Guys, don't do that. It's pretty low class. It's crude. And if you're a good enough looking guy and 6'4", you got all these women bitching and moaning about how they weren't able to get you, and doing so by making mountains out of molehills, you don't need to send nude photos, okay? We're happy to debate whether or not this should even be legal. Meanwhile, a woman sends a naked photo if that ever happens. Oh, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. Yeah, I'm sure they had no problem with it until he dumped them. Then it was a problem. Oh, he never got back to me. He sent me these nude photos, that creepy son of a bitch. You didn't think he was creepy when he sent it to you, did you? I know you love looking at that big schlong and imagine it going into you, and then you really loved it when it went into you. But now, after it didn't get back to you, oh, that's a sin. Yeah. Everything this guy did that they loved at the time becomes evil and victimization. Yeah. You know, all this behavior that if an ugly guy did it, it would automatically be him oppressing, victimizing them. This is the stuff they love a good-looking guy to do. After all, flashing a lady in real life is a sex crime. Yeah, but that lady hasn't given you her phone number to begin with. And a screen on a phone is very different than, you know, the great wide world that everybody can see. But currently, it's just hugely creepy, not illegal. And yet, you ladies banged him, probably, in 9 out of 10 cases. Except the ones where he ghosted you right after dinner. A dinner he was probably stupid enough to pay for. Anyway, he reused the same Spotify playlist and claimed he had made it just for each new woman. That's good. That's smart. Why put any extra effort out, right? Why sit there and think to yourself, by the way, you know, this is the kind of thing a woman would do, not a man. I mean, we're not going to take all this time and effort to sit there and wonder and think about her personality and then try to match up songs we believe match with that woman's character and her personality makeup. We're not going to do that. And if he did it once, well, you know, that's enough. I'm not going to put out the mental energy to do that with every fucking woman I'm dating, especially if I'm this dude. 6'4". Jesus Christ. Honestly, making a playlist is so cheesy 90s that we're surprised girls were still falling for it. If he's a good enough looking guy, they're going to fall for anything. Well, I don't know what you mean, by the way, falling for it. What does that mean? You mean making them think that he cares? If he's a good enough looking guy, any and everything he does is going to signal to the woman that he freaking cares. They just want the attention. That's all. Next, he love bombs new dates. That's because he wants to bang them. Okay, good for him. Women do this all the time, by the way. So they can hook you and reel you in and get that ring on their finger. See, this is just women are upset that some guys now are playing them the same way that they've been playing men forever. Some dudes are good enough looking that they can utilize women's playbook. Yeah. They're in high enough demand. Yeah, they're in so much demand thanks to feminism, ladies. Oh, and social media stroking your fucking egos to the point where you ignore all guys except the top 1%. And those guys have always had options. And now they have way more. Because the majority of women are paying attention only to them. Meaning he overwhelms them with interest and attention right away. Yeah, he's a player. Good. Go ahead. It's often the beginning of an abusive relationship. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Did he abuse any of these women? No, but some women who are abused get love bombed early on. So anytime a woman is love bombed, anytime anybody is love bombed, that's abuse or is going to lead to abuse? Sounds like a logical fallacy to me. But with Caleb, it doesn't seem to have ever led to an abusive relationship. He just ghosted. Well, then why would you bring it up? We didn't want to try and paint him with the evil brush. Yeah. Attack his personality because, you know, he's doing what women do all the time. He lied about still being on Hinge. I don't even know what that is. I'm so old. I'm out of touch, man. I don't know what's going on. What is Hinge? Is it a dating app? I don't know. He told one woman over a coffee that it was his first time using the app. So what? Women lie all the time. Their faces are a gigantic lie. You gotta bang them and shower them and put cold cream on their fucking face and scrub with a fucking sponge and a fucking scraper, man, to get all that foundation off to see what they really look like. They got Wonder Bras. They got fake tits. They got little silicone things they'll put in the bras. They got girdles. Come on. We're not allowed to lie to. He told other women he had deleted that app after a few dates with them, even though he was still actively using it. Was there any exclusivity? Did you sit down and say to each other, I want to be committed to you and only you? No. So you women were just seeing and believing what you wanted to. Ah, I see. He was dating several women at once. So what? All of these women he only went out on several dates with, it seems. Until he closed the deal and banged them. But that's not a commitment. You see, this is the thing. Women think that if they get a dude to bang them, that means they are in a committed relationship. I remember one broad, I banged her, and then she called me her boyfriend. I was like, that was the last time I saw her, by the way. I was like, what? We just had sex. And make you my girlfriend? Get out of here. One woman figured out that she had spent the night at his place on Friday night, woke up there on Saturday morning, and by 3 a.m. the same day, he was on a date with a different girl from Hinge. Wow, this guy's got some stamina. Holy shit. He must be in his mid to late 20s or something. I remember those years, man. Yeah. So in summary, the guy is a lying creep. Is he? Is he really? Why? I mean, don't women have incredibly high body counts these days? Sometimes 3, 4, 5, 10 times what men do? I mean, women these days are banging hundreds of dudes. And they're not doing that by being in long-term committed relationships. They're able to reach that kind of body count because they're banging and clanging nonstop, spinning several plates at once. Why is that okay and empowering, but a man does it? And it's victimization of women. Because feminism is not about equality. But he's a lying creep. But ladies aren't, even though they do the same thing. But in much greater numbers. I see. Who ghosts women and generally has lousy behavior. This is you ladies. You've got 3-digit body counts, most of you. What are you talking about? You're going out with dudes for free meals. Talk about a lack of character. But this guy's a creep. Give me a break. But did he deserve to become an internet sensation? No. Get doxxed. He got doxxed. This is why you don't give your personal information out, yo. And don't let these ladies take pictures of you, because nowadays there's fucking facial recognition, software, or some of these broads could just post your picture online once you ghost them. Have you seen this man? Murr. There's probably some social media groups out there specifically for women using one particular app. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a Facebook group for Tinder, broads that use Tinder, broads that have been ghosted by dudes they met on Tinder. And dudes that are ghosting broads are generally going to be in the upper echelon of men. So they're going to be trading pictures. Do you know him? Do you know him? What's his real name? What does he do? Where does he live? They're looking for revenge, okay? Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. All right, that saying exists for a reason. Don't let them take pictures of you. Don't give them your real name. Don't put your real job or where you live. And don't take them back to your place. That's really fucking dumb. Go to her place. You only go to the broad's place, okay? You dudes are idiots taking it to your place. He got doxxed. That's fucking crazy. And even has a billboard warning put up about him to avoid him. What? So, a billboard? Some broad paid money to put up a billboard? Isn't that slander or libel or whatever? I forget which one it is when it's in print. But Jesus Christ, he could sue her. Only if it's not true, realist philosopher. Well, I mean, this is absurd. Wow. Boy, oh boy, he must have been a really hot dude for a broad to spend. That would cost thousands of dollars, by the way. Billboards are not cheap. They can go into the five figures, man, per month. Some broad spent $5,000-$10,000 on a fucking billboard about this guy? Holy shit. That's just to rent the billboard, by the way. To have the fucking, big banner put up, to have the banner made. By the way, you know those big banners they put on fucking billboards cost hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. You're going to have a giant fucking printer, and usually the printer isn't big enough, and they have to print out like 6, 7, 8 of these, and then they combine them into one image when they put them up on the billboard, and that can cost thousands of dollars. Wow. This is some bitter, angry broad. Thanks to feminism. Thank you, feminism. Instead of saving money for a fucking retirement, some scorned broad is spending $10,000 to put up a billboard to warn chicks about this guy that dumped her. Because men like Caleb aren't special or even uncommon. Well, I don't know about that. He's 6'4". That makes him pretty fucking special, and it sounds like he's a white dude. I mean, the three broads I saw, one was Asian and the other two were white. So I'm guessing he's a white guy. And that's not necessarily the case, but he's probably a white guy. Furniture designer, how many black dudes are designing furniture, huh? Sounds like something a metrosexual white dude would be doing, okay? So, probably a white dude. Yeah, 6'4". Furniture designer, can that make a lot of money? I guess. I mean, you're designing custom furniture, so you could be making high five, low six figures. Especially if he owns the business and things are going well. Well, okay, so he's a guy that makes decent money. He's 6'4". He's probably great looking. Again, if some broad is going to spend that much money, thousands of dollars to put up a billboard to call you a creep because you ghosted her, you're probably a pretty good looking guy. Yeah, so he sounds actually pretty special to me. And he does sound uncommon. It's basically par for the course in a dating culture that holds casual hookups above transparency, monogamy, and commitment. Again, you ladies are the ones that fought for the fucking sexual revolution. You didn't want it to mean commitment. Commitment is oppression. Marriage is slavery. Why can't we just bang anybody we want like men do? Even though that was never the case. You commit adultery back in the fucking 12th century in Europe. They lop your fucking head off and burn you to death to stone you. What the fuck you talking about? No, men were always banging, clanging. Bullshit! First women create this bullshit straw man. And then they want to model themselves after it. Oh, men have always been pigs. No, they haven't. That's a total lie. In general, men would get with one woman and they would commit to her. It was the women who generally cucked the dude. All that is projection. So you ladies are the ones that fought to be freed from sex, meaning commitment. But now you want to have your cake and eat it too? Of course they do. Oh, man. In fact, what the women seem mad about is that Caleb was basically treating them exactly as they had planned to treat him. Ah, yeah, precisely. Precisely. Of course. Of course. Women can't handle rejection. Yeah. One victim. Victim? They're not victims, yo. Okay? They're not victims. Somebody who's been raped is a victim. All right? Somebody who's had some dude's fingers stuck up their cunny that didn't want those fingers up there, you know, like Biden did with that one broad whose mommy called into that show back in the 90s. Yeah. That's a victim. You're not a victim because some dude that you want to call you doesn't call you. One victim. Get the fuck out of here. Kate Glavin stated that she went on a date with Caleb with the intention of adding him to her arsenal. Her arsenal? So to be clear, Kate is angry that Caleb, who is apparently balancing multiple women and not dating any of them exclusively, is treating her the same way she's treating him. Of course. Do as I say, not as I do. Or as one Twitter user pointed out, oh, no meaningless sex app delivered meaningless sex. So there's a big double standard here. Of course. Of course there's a big double standard because women want to be able to have their cake and eat it too. Okay. They want to have some dude that they can have on speed dial and is there for them and only them. But meanwhile, they're banging and clanging and spinning multiple plates. Yeah, because my feminism, because my oppression means I can do whatever I want now. Women nowadays love to scream that they want to be treated the same as men. Until the moment that they don't, which is when they're treated like men. Just this week, for example, the AA, basically AAA in the UK, came under fire by a woman who was angry. They wouldn't prioritize her call for help because she's a woman. AAA. Okay, I guess that's for help with your car or some shit. AAA. All right. Because she's a woman, Dr. Helen Mott complained in a series of tweets as she waited in her broken down car, saying, "I'm a lone woman whose car is broken down at night in the dark." Well, you're equal to a man. You can defend yourself. You can take care of yourself, right? You don't need no man. You need a man like a fish needs a bicycle, right? If some dude comes to assault you, you can just pound him with your little fists and he'll drop like a stone, right? So your call handlers told me you treat lone women and lone men exactly the same in priority in such circumstances because that's equality. But that's literally what equality means. Same. The word equal means same. So what are you complaining about, sweetheart? Because they don't want that. No, 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 no. We want to be paid back for the 60 quadrillion years women were oppressed by men, and the only way to do that is to give us the same preferential treatment that we say men have gotten for 60 quadrillion years. Oh, interesting. Yeah, interesting logic. So we want equality when it suits us, but special treatment when it doesn't. Yeah. Apparently, women want equality when it suits them, but special treatment when it doesn't. When it comes to dating, women want to act like men, sleeping around. Men didn't sleep around. They sleep around now because that's what you women want. You've made it so that access is easy, so we don't have to commit anymore to get the poon. Really, this is your choice, women, not us men. We would prefer a committed relationship, but you're giving it up, giving it up, giving it up, so, okay. Sleeping around casually and playing the field, but still want to enjoy the female privileges of paid-for dinner dates and exclusivity, at least on the man's end. Yeah, right. Precisely. Precisely! Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Do as I say, not as I do. Yeah, 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 yeah. Of course, I will not practice what I preach. Or live by my own standards for others. That's what feminism is really about. Trying to impose a double standard that essentially privileges women over men. So there you go. There you go. That's what happens when a dude acts like a dudette and is able to get away with it because of his good looks. Anyhow, that's it for that story. Let me know what you think of West and Caleb. Are these women really butthurt because a man is simply turning around and treating them the exact same way that they have been treating men? And are they simply too lacking in self-awareness to understand this? Or is Caleb wrong and evil and a creep for treating these women the exact same way that they wanted to treat him? And they're just pissed that they didn't get to it first. Oh, let me know in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealestPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealestPhilosopher. And let me know what you think of Weston Caleb.